Whichever way the Boston Newspaper Guild votes on Monday, the Globe as we've known it is yesterday's news.
WBUR senior media analyst John Carroll.
Even if the Globe's parent New York Times company gets its $20 million in union givebacks, the paper shredding at the local broadsheet has just begun. There's still $65 million more dollars the Globe will lose this year, according to Times company projections. That means a much leaner, much lighter, much less ambitious Globe in the near future. That also means fewer local investigative efforts, such as the one that dismantled former House Speaker Sal DeMacy, or the one that defrocked pedophile priests in the Archdiocese of Boston, or the one that deconstructed the waste, fraud, and abuse at the Big Dig. Unfortunately, there aren't many candidates to replace the Globe in that department. Certainly, there are journalism schools at local universities collaborating on investigative work with Boston media outlets. Beyond that, local TV stations experience periodic spasms of investigative reporting. There are also a couple of radio stations here, modesty prevents me from naming any, that could pick up some investigative slack as well. And yes, there's always the Boston Herald, which normally serves as a lively index to the Globe, but often scoops everybody else in town. But all those combined will only approach the firepower the Globe once had. Whatever Boston Globe survives will reportedly lose 50% of its classified advertising and 25% of overall revenue in the coming year. Meanwhile, the Times Company has lost over 70% of its value in the past year. Desperate times, desperate measures. Maybe the Globe will go the way of the Detroit Free Press, which cut home delivery back to 3 days a week, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, when the newspaper actually makes money. Or perhaps it will follow the example of the Hartford Courant, which adopts content wholesale from its mothership, the Chicago Tribune. Or it could channel the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, which folded its print edition and went all web this year. Then again, the PI slashed 80% of its newsroom in the process, so maybe that could be a last resort. The Globe is in this jam because it made the same mistake as virtually every other newspaper. They thought the Internet was the caboose. Turns out, of course, it's the engine. But the train has left the station in terms of charging for the content on the Globe's website. In the end, it comes down to this. Over the past decade, the media world changed, and newspapers didn't change with it. But they're sure as heck gonna change now.
John Carroll is senior media analyst for WBUR and a mass communications professor at Boston University.